Yud Aleph Iyar, May 16th, on page Kuf Ches. Middle of the page, Bazin Namod Be'ezras Hashem, Adivre Hagon of Yisrael Salanta, Zachorna Lebracha, Chayel Mabo, Be'geras HaMusar. With what we've said thus far, we can analyze and understand the words for Yisrael Salanta and his famous Be'geras HaMusar. Yisrael, with all of his gonas, really didn't leave us that much in writing. He has letters and a very serious Musar study each word of each letter like it's of deep and great value, which it is. So he writes as follows: Beli das and beli tvuna nakir. Without das and without tvuna, I'm not sure why both terms are necessary here, but I can assure you there's a reason. But without any great insight, we would recognize. I mean, it's obvious. Shehemuna hamarachefes bonu. That the Amunah, which kind of floats within us, Shahalukim Shofe to, that God is judge, lost his Lishkafrim Ma'alala, to give to each person for the fruits of his actions. He Rashis Mitzadena Labodasa Yisbarach. It's the first step, literally, it's what Mitzah is. It's the first step in his service. Hu Maimar Chazal Bo Chabakuk Vemidan Achas. That's the statement of Chazal, that Habakkuk came along and put everything onto one concept. It's Tzadik b'emunah, so Yichyeh. Tzadik lives with his emunah. So notice, he's saying it's the recognition that Hashem judges and punishes, and rewards. That's what living with emunah is. Umayma Chazal b'basar and chesem beiz, alkein yomer ha-moshlem bo cheshbon. Famous Gemara in Bava Basra makes a drasha on Pashup Shat, means the poets will say Bo'u Cheshbon, they come to Cheshbon, which is a city, but Chazal Darsh and Alkein Yomru HaMoshlim is HaMoshlim B'Yitzram, those who have dominion over their Yetzirah will say, come to Cheshbon, not a city, but to make a Cheshbon. Hefzid mitzvah connected schar, schar aver connected hefzida. What's the loss in doing a mitzvah? How much time did it cost me? How much money did it cost me? Versus the reward. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give me for it? Which is far, far greater. And schar aver connected hefzida. I'm enticed by an aver. What reward am I going to get? What fleeting, superficial benefit will it give me? Versus the loss of being punished for it. Which is a simple recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Schar V'Onesh. So he says that's the first step. Okay, in the Moras Ruach B'Davon Lev, but like much to our chagrin, Koach HaKoli Hazeh Rak Mistater Banu. This general faculty is just hidden within us. He used the word Merachefes before, which is the same word that's used at the beginning of the Chumash, when before creation Hashem's spirit is Merachefes. It's floating, it's hidden. Nechba b'matzbuni halev. It's hidden in the inner chambers of the heart, in the hidden place of the heart. Bal yiroa hachutza. Without being seen outside. Imlo nasim lev l'shaded admas l'vavein. Unless we pay attention, like to plow the soil of our hearts. V'harchovas rayone hamusar. With broadening of the thoughts of Musar. So that's literally what we're talking about here. Person can have an intellectual recognition, but it's not having its effect if you don't work the soil. Ilazos, if so, Gamakoch Akolze, Bal Yishlach Pe'erosav Al Hevarim, this general force, Koach, which he's saying people do have, there's a sense of Emuna, will not send its glory. I think Pe'erosav used like that as a play on words. It's fruit, but also it's greatness to the limbs, la usram b'masar ha'yira, to bind them in the binding of yira. He doesn't quote the rest of it, but unless you work at it and develop more musar thoughts, etc. Ayin sham b'fnim, you have to see the letter inside. So that's the theme that he's been talking about. That there's something that it's there as potential, but it has to be brought out into what Rabbi Yisrael calls harchovas rayone hamusar. Broadening of Musar thoughts, which is really what all of Musar is. that was the movement he started, to take time to take what we already know in our heads and bring it to the hearts through thinking. I think what Revolver really is revealing to us, which is so profound, maybe so intuitive once you hear it, but so profound, so you have to, it has to be like Musar imagery, imagery of Yira. Hare Rabbeinu Gaon Yisrael Noach Eden Vidabro Al Amuna Yisodas Mr. Tess Belev Kol Yisrael. Behold the great Gaon of Israel resting in Gan Eden when he speaks about the fundamental Amuna which hides in the heart, is hidden in the heart of every Jew. Mischabin Bepashtas Al Yira Sa'onash. He focuses simply on Yira Sa'onash Shalukim Shofedu, that God is judge. Okay, Yisrael didn't say the basic emuna, that when you look at the universe you should be inspired, which is also important, but what he spoke about is that God is judge. Schar of Eric and Eger Hefseda and so on. Verak emuna zu b'kocha l'hamid osanu al raglenu b'avodas Hashem. And only this emuna has the ability to put us on our feet in the service of Hashem. Which, by the way, was a big machlokas. The Muslim movement against Hasidus. Hasidus held that focusing on Yiras HaOnesh is not the way to go. Bali Musa felt very strongly, granted there are higher levels to get to, but it's a critical step, it can't be skipped.
Dafka Onesh, not Skorba.
Well, yeah, I mean, Yira is not so much Schar. If we're talking about Yira, it's the Onesh side.
And earlier we were talking Skorba.
Yeah, I mean, the Maimar Chazal and Baba Basra does talk about both, apparently. Unless you say that when you make a calculation, what am I losing for this mitzvah, or what am I gaining, that's also Yira. But you have to see the whole letter, however Yisrael puts it, but certainly Yira, we relate more to Onesh and Schar. And usually when you talk about Hashem as Shofet, you mean more the harsh side. V'hina yaduahu ki Rabbeinu Hagon of Yisrael Noach Eden mashtes avodas ha'odam dafka yiras onesh. It's well known, that's what I was just saying, that Rabbi Yisrael predicates, he makes the Evan Shasiyah, the basis of avodas, of man's avoda, specifically on Yiras HaOnesh. Regilim lahavin bazeh shehu hekel aleinu. People are accustomed to thinking this, that he was mekel, he made it lighter. Shalon etzdarach l'z'alos al Yiras HaRomos dafka. You don't have to elevate yourself to Yiras HaRomos specifically. Asher zer davar kashon al kol adam Yisrael, which is a difficult thing. I mean, the standard wisdom is that, the conventional wisdom is that Yiras HaOnesh is for the simpletons, and Yiras HaRomos takes sophistication. And if Rabbi Yisrael said, focus on the first one, he said, you know, you don't have to work so hard. Just get to first base, and that's good enough. Mashenken Yiras HaOnesh, he mitzuyah gam etzel pshutayam, which is not the case for Yiras HaOnesh, which is found even by simple people. Ulam lafikol anal yisbar hadvarim kamin chomer. But based on the above, everything will be explained like kamin chomer. It means like you see it clearly. Ki yiras haonesh eina kula l'umas yiras haromos. Yiras haonesh is not a leniency vis-a-vis yiras haromos. That's like the wrong framework, the wrong analogy. Ela habapoel v'hashai shebe'amuna. It's the inaction. There's two words, in action, and the apex of emunah. Yiras HaOnesh is walking around feeling it. It's taking emunah and making it part of his life.
Yiras HaOnesh is
saying
it's the apex?
Yeah.
Of what do you mean by in action?
Bepol as opposed to bekoch. Bekoch would mean in potential. If I know something intellectually, Bevada yesh to call adam lishof liyuras haromos. Certainly, every person has to yearn for yuras haromos. Ach emuna beli yuras haonesh adayin lekuyahi. without Yiras HaOnesh is still stricken. It's still lacking. Liku Levana is a eclipse. So Emunas Likuya means it's missing. Bazen Navin Beshitzkias is Divrei HaZohar HaKadosh. With this we can understand, at least superficially, Zohar is deeper than anything we could really understand. But with this we can understand, at least at a superficial level, the words of the Zohar. Ki Rak HaYarias HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shara Imo Emunah. That only somebody who has fear of Hashem, Emunah rests with him. V'Rak Hu HaShalem Bavadus Baruch. This is a Zohar he quoted earlier, from the Oz River we learned under. And only he is Shalem in his service. Misha and Yeres Baro Sharim, a person doesn't have that. Gam Emuna in a Sharim, he doesn't have Emuna either. Vein Adam Zakadailius Lochelik Alam Abba. Kitzir Baro Me Olam Habo. Tainus Scharva Onish Yesh Rakla Misha Mam in Yerasa. Because a clear picture of Olam Habo, what is Olam Habo? Olam Habo is the place of reward and punishment. That only exists if a person. Is Ma'amin Yiraso, he's borrowing the Rambam's term. Not just Ma'amin, I believe in Hashem as a concept, as a truth, but as something I feel, which is Ma'amin Yiraso. Perak HaKodim B'Rano Ketzin Mizgala Kol Olam HaZeh L'Ma'amin Ketzir Gadol Shal Midoso V'Yichud Yisbarach. In the previous chapter, we explained how the whole Olam HaZeh reveals itself like a picture of Hashem's greatness and His oneness to the believer. Me'atam Mitzdarf Lanu Gam Tzir Baruch Shal Olam Habo. Now we understand. Now we understand. Try to get in before the buzzer.